A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. There was an attempt in Iconium by both the Gentiles and the Jews, together with their leaders, to attack and stone Paul and Barnabas. They realized it, and they fled to Iconium, cities of Lystra and Derbe, and to the surrounding countryside, where they continued to proclaim the good news. At Lystra, there was a crippled man, lame from birth, who had never walked. He listened to Paul speaking, who looked intently at him, saw that he had the faith to be healed, and called out in a loud voice, "Stand up straight on your feet." He jumped up and began to walk about. When the crowd saw what Paul had done, they cried out in Lyconian, "The gods have come down to us in human form." They called Barnabas Zeus and Paul Hermes, because he was the chief speaker. And the priest of Zeus, whose temple was at the entrance of the city, brought oxen and garlands to the gates, for he, together with the people, intended to offer sacrifice. But the apostles Barnabas and Paul tore their garments when they heard this and rushed out of the crowd, shouting, "Men, why are you doing this? We are the same nature of you, human beings. We proclaim to you the good news, that you should turn from your idols to the living God, who made heaven and earth and sea and all that is in them. In past generations, he allowed all Gentiles to go their own ways. Yet in bestowing his goodness, he did not leave himself without witness. For he gave you rains from heaven and fruitful seasons and filled you with nourishment and gladness for your hearts." Even with these words, they scarcely restrained the crowds from offering sacrifice to them. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Excuse me. Sorry, not to us, O Lord, but to your name give glory. Not to us, O Lord, but to your name give glory. Not to us, O Lord, not to us, but to your name give glory. Because of your mercy, because of your truth, why should the pagans say, "Where is their God?" Not to us, O Lord, but to your name give the glory. Our God is in heaven. Whatever he wills, he does. Their idols are silver and gold, the handiwork of men. Not to us, O Lord, but to your name give the glory. May you be blessed by the Lord, who made heaven and earth. Heaven is the heaven of the Lord, but the earth he has given to the children of men. Not to us, O Lord, but to your name give the glory. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. Jesus said to his disciples, "Whoever has my commandments and observes them is the one who loves me. Whoever loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him, and I reveal myself to him." Judas, not the Iscariot, said to him, "Master, then what happened that you will reveal yourself to us and not to the world?" And Jesus answered and said to him, "Whoever loves me will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our dwelling with him. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words, yet the word you hear is not mine, but that of the Father who sent me. I have told you this while I am with you. The Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you everything and remind you all that I have told you." The Gospel of the Lord. And so today, as we listen to the Lord, Jesus again tells us what happens when we obey his commandments. And his commandment, of course, he tells us here, is that we love one another. And then he says, if you obey my commandments, my Father will love you, and we will come and dwell with you. Another translation says, within you. So Jesus promises us, when we are people of love, people who follow the commandment of God, that God will dwell in us. That means we become incarnate love, that we bring the love of God to the world. But that happens when we become love in the world, not when we follow just all the rules, not when we look at the commandments only and judge everybody else who doesn't do it that way. That's not love. So God promises you and me that he lives inside of us when we obey his word. My commandment is this, that you love one another as I have loved you. So today, that's what we need to focus on, acknowledging that God dwells inside of us when we love the way he loved. May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen.